Thank you so much for calling. Hello, Margaria.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing well too. Thank you.
Glad to hear
Do you
that.
have a second to chat about the website really quick?
Sure. Real. I can. Just give me one second. Let me pull up the website.
Yeah. I just have a couple of questions.
Sure thing. Sure thing.
About I'm trying to fill out the questionnaire, so I just wanted to confirm with you.
Sure thing.
When it asks for my format, should I write 8.5 by 8.5?
Yep,
or
8.5.
Is that just for Amazon?
Okay. No, that would be 8.5 by 8.5.
Cool. And then it also asks me for the format and then a separate box asking for dimensions. Is it the same thing, 8.5 by 8.5 on there too?
Yep, that is correct.
Sweet. And then it also asks me what kind of ebook file type. What would that be?
Okay, just give me one second. Let me pull up that. Okay, you can leave that ebook file tab. That is perfectly fine. Our team will just format the file according to the platform. So that is perfectly fine.
Okay.
You can just fill out the dimensions.
Sweet. And what about, what does ISBN imprint mean?
Okay, just give me one second. Let me check if your package has the ISBN included. Okay, so ISBN number is the international standard book number that is allocated to a particular book. So that is something that you would need to acquire. That is just like a barcode, which is allocated to each separate book. So that is something that is required in order to publish a book. So have you purchased that already, the ISBN number?
I'm pretty sure it's on the contract that said that you guys were getting that for me, but
I was reviewing the package. I just pulled up the package as well. It doesn't mention the ISBN number. However, nothing to worry about. I still will have a word with my team on this. Kindly allow me a couple of hours. I'll have a word with my team on this, and I'll surely check with them. But as far as the package goes, it does not include the ISBN number.
Okay. All right. If it doesn't, then I will try to grab one as well. And
sure,
then,
sure.
Cool. And then imprint. ISBN print, it's something that would come once I get that too, right?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. So right, once you acquire that, you can let us know, and you can then submit the form.
Okay, and then finally, at the bottom of the sheet, it says publishing account information. That's like for an account that's going to be made, right? Because I don't have this information, so I just need to make something up.
Yep, so do you have any existing account, Amazon account currently?
I have my regular personal Prime membership, but not like one for.
In that case,
we
would need
project.
To use the same. Okay. In that case, we would need to use the same account. The reason being, okay, there are two things that can happen. One thing is if you have an Amazon account already, we will have to use that in order to publish the book. Because if we create a new account and in that particular account, if your personal details match, then there are chances that the book may get unpublished later down the road. This is something that has happened with our client lately, which is why we recommend to either have a new account which has all the new details. By that, I mean that no personal details should be matching over there. But if you already have an existing account, we can use that to publish your book so that there are no issues later down the road.
Got it. See, I want to, since the book is going to be going towards a nonprofit, I want to create a separate, like, Amazon profile for that nonprofit that's separate from my personal.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Yep, but in that case, what I suggested that the details shouldn't be matching with your other account. For example, your mailing address,
okay.
Your phone number, those are the things that shouldn't match. Because if they match, then there are chances that Amazon might charge it as a false account or a duplicate account and may take down the secondary account. So we don't want you to face the hassle later down the road. And this is something that our clients faced lately as well. And when they reached out to Amazon, they stated the same. This seemed to be a duplicate account, which is why it was taken down. So, but just allow me some time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go have a short meeting with my publishing team, and I will check with them how we can proceed forward with a secondary account and what are the details that we can acquire to create that secondary account. And as soon as I have that, I'll let you know.
Cool. All right, and then now those are the, that's all I have for the worksheet. And now for the for the website, can you click to it now so we're looking at the same thing?
Sure. I'm on the website.
Okay. So under contact, it says fill in with your story of migration. Instead, can you write please share your story of migration?
Sure thing. Please share your story of migration. I have noted this.
And then instead of phone number, I would like their email instead.
Okay. Instead of phone number, this should go as email. Got it. Perfect. I
and
got
then,
that.
All right. Now for our story.
Yep. Just one second. Let me save this so that we don't have that. Okay, just one more thing. At the contact page, do you want to have any, instead of the phone, do you wish to add any phone number at the contact section? Like when you scroll down below, right at the bottom of the website, you see that we have added a bogus number. So do you want to add any phone number, or do you want to link any phone number over here?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to create a Gmail phone number just so that I don't share my personal one, and I'll give
sure.
you that Gmail phone number as soon as I create it. Cool.
Sounds great. And, yep, so our story, I'm in that section.
Okay. Our story, I want to switch the order of I want about the author to be at the end. So it would be homecoming, 100% of book proceeds goes first. Second would be the wedding picture saying that the homecoming project is our love letter. And then third would be about the author.
Okay, I got that. Let me add that real quick. Perfect. I will have these changes made. And what else?
All right. Let me step up the check. For donate, that one looks great. And then for shop. Yeah, that was all. That's it for me.
Awesome. Sounds great. I will be having a word with both of my team. I'll get this change right away. I'll have this assigned to my team. And before the end, I'll share the changes with you, hopefully. And regarding the publishing, I'll be getting back to you with the updates regarding the secondary Amazon account. Till then, you can check on the ISBN as well. In case you face any issues, you can
great.
Let me know. All right?
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much, Josh.
Sounds great. Thank
have
you.
A great day.
Have a great day. Beautiful.
Bye-bye.
Bye.